Hey, before we get started, I wanted to take 2 minutes and say thank you so much for checking out the show. With every episode, every download, every share, every listener, we are gradually creating a bigger and bigger positive impact for more amazing people just like you. And that's a huge part of what the show is all about, helping give people practical, positive, and proactive ways to work towards living their own amazing life. One way that I've been able to continue to expand that impact is by helping people through fitness. Over the last few years, fitness has become an irreplaceable part of my life, and I've been really fortunate to take my own passion and coach a lot of people, helping them achieve their health and wellness goals and beyond. As a listener to the show, I'd like to extend you a special invitation to come work out with me online and try your first workout with me for free by connecting with me on Instagram and sending me a DM saying that you are ready for your first workout with me online. Whether you're a seasoned pro or you're starting out from scratch, or just looking to diversify your routines with challenging workouts all from the convenience of your own home, I'd love to be a resource for you on your way to your goals. Every week, I coach 6 new workouts for participants to catch either live or on demand to fit their busy schedules, and they range from full body circuits to all strength, HIIT, and even stretch and recovery. In every workout, I make sure to give lots of options so everyone can make moves either more challenging or less intense depending on what their needs are or what their goals are, because I always want to make sure participants are challenged, successful, and most importantly, safe. Again, you can connect with me on Instagram by visiting my profile, and my username is ryanoneill.online, ryanoneill.online, O-N-L-I-N-E. Or you can visit my website directly, and I will make sure to leave that website link in the show notes for you. Thanks again for tuning in, and let's get into this week's episode. Hi, my name is Ryan, and welcome to This Amazing Life, the show that brings you people, topics, and ideas that inspire you to live, love, and lead your own amazing life. I believe that my mission in life is to be a source of light and joy for the world. I hope that our time together can give you a little bit more of both. So thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Hi, welcome back to the show. This is episode number 144 of This Amazing Life. Again, my name is Ryan, and I am so grateful and excited to have you here and getting ready to listen to this week's brand new intention of the week. If it's your first time listening to the show, as a coach, what my goal is to encourage, inspire, and motivate, and to get people to think a little bit differently so that way they can proactively make small changes and ultimately work towards living what they believe is their own version of their own amazing life. One way that I do that in person and online with my private clients, with my online athletes and in-person athletes, is through something that I call the intention of the week. Every week can be different. It can be a short phrase. It can be a mantra. It can be a reminder. This week's intention of the week is a short sentence, and it is a mantra that we can use anytime that we called to use it. This week's intention of the week is, I am actively creating the world that I want to live in. I am actively creating the world that I want to live in. What we're going to do for the rest of the episode is we're going to have a short conversation breaking down this week's intention of the week, exploring different ways that you can interpret it, and hopefully coming up with a couple of ideas of how you can make this realistic or relevant or resonant with you. And I think a really great place for us to start or to explore that might be helpful for us in making this intention of the week really personal for ourselves is examining our own relationship with time. We all have busy lives filled with schedules, different responsibilities, different routines, and certainly things that pop up that we don't even plan for. Well, schedules and routines can certainly be beneficial because they provide structure and they help relieve some of the mental burden that comes with a lot of decision making, especially if you have a really high pressure or complex job, or you have a lot of kids, or even a lot of people that depend on you on a day-to-day basis. But the question is, at what point are we strategically making smart decisions that enhance our lives versus just going through the motions and living our life practically on autopilot? Now, this reminds me of two different supporting quotes I've seen recently, both of which I don't actually know who the original author said of the quotes. The first one is, this is not your practice life. This is not your practice life. And the other one is, life is meant to be lived and not left on autopilot. I mean, how powerful and poignant are both of these? regardless of religious perspectives or opinions, time is one of the most valuable resources that we all have. So why not choose to make decisions consciously and proactively that help us to maximize our experience? The reason why I thought about saying that regardless of religious perspective is because there are certainly certain religions or perspectives or beliefs that have the concept of reincarnation and multiple lives. There are some religions and beliefs that don't have that at all. And there are some people who do not believe in an afterlife whatsoever. So whichever is relevant or resonant with you, don't even take that into account. Just think about what that means to you, your relationship with time, and how you spend your time and invest your time on a regular basis. And do you have those moments, and not causing you to feel any guilt or shame or regret, but noticing and recognizing if you do have times where you just have so much stuff going on that you can only just get by, and getting by is good enough, that you have a lot of different projects or deadlines or responsibilities or different events that you need to be to or be at, better said. And you need those routines and those structures because you just don't necessarily have the brain power to take on any more responsibilities or projects or just stuff. Sometimes we just hit our limit in terms of stuff that we're working on. And again, that's why those structures or those schedules can be so beneficial. But it is up to us individually to decide what is the line or where is the difference between consciously and strategically taking on those structures and those schedules versus we just kind of let that stuff happen to us because of jobs or because of our families or people that are around us. And eventually it gets to the point that we have lost so much control, which was a big theme of the Intention of the Week from last week, control, where we are just kind of on, where we're just kind of on response mode or reaction mode, and we don't feel like we're directly engaging or interacting with our surroundings or the people in our lives or have any sense of control or authority over the things that happen to us on a daily basis. Now, going back to the actual intention of the week, I'm actively creating the life that I want to live. Let's turn our attention to the key phrase at the beginning of the intention of the week, actively creating. What does that even mean to you? To me, I believe actively creating or this type of a mantra is a call to action for all of us to recognize and take ownership and accountability of the things that we can positively affect with our time, energy, effort, or even a little bit of extra help. To create essentially means to bring something into existence out of nothing. Typically, people might think of creating as creating a piece of art or creating a piece of music or creating some food. But do you ever think about it as actually creating the type of lifestyle or the type of relationships or the type of opportunities that you would like to experience during your life? With our thoughts, words, actions, choices, relationships, the things we say yes to, the things we say no to, the things that we allow into our lives, where we invest our money, the types of relationships that we have, what we take away from those relationships, the list can go on and on. And even something that I've experienced recently where you have to even create boundaries with other people. Like, all of these different things are different ingredients and they're different action steps and choices that are essentially helping us get closer and closer towards the type of life experience that we want to have or getting us a little bit further away from it. And that transitions into what I'd like to focus on next is by recognizing and acknowledging or reminding ourselves of just how much power we actually have. Again, taking into account that there are, of course, things that happen outside of our control. We account for that. We accept that. That is the normal part of life. But focusing specifically on the things that we can positively affect or influence with a little bit of extra time, energy, effort, or help. By actively participating in the process of life, of exploration, of decision-making, of growth and fulfillment, that hopefully brings us closer and closer to the best expression of what hopefully you and I both believe is our own version of our own amazing life. And that's really what this intention of the week idea kind of created from, was when I first started teaching fitness and I wanted to connect with people on a deeper, more meaningful level. I visualized that and I kind of had this feeling in my core being, and I kind of thought about how can I do this in a real and an authentic way. And that was it. At first, it just started with positivity quotes, quotes that I got from other people. But eventually, I wanted to kind of evolve that and to turn it into something that was more relevant and resonant, which are words that you hear me say often, something that I felt was relatable and something that was realistic and something that would touch people in their core beings, because it alluded to things that other people are going through, things that I'm going through, things that are going on in the world, or just positive and encouraging reminders and reinforcing this idea of that life, again, isn't always going to be perfect, but as long as we make our best effort, we can certainly try to make it amazing. From that point, I think this is a really great opportunity for us to ask ourselves, how often do we actually allow ourselves the opportunity to pause, reflect, examine, brainstorm, or even daydream about the type of life experience that we truly want to have? And how often do we pick lofty, big, scary, crazy goals that we are firmly committed to and we are so excited about working towards versus setting expectations or choosing goals that feel more realistic, that are less scary, because we are more confident and more sure that they are certainly going to come to fruition? Or how often do we allow our inner child to take advantage or to explore the wonder and the beauty that exists in the world before the hard realities or responsibilities of adulthood bring us crashing down, sometimes painfully, back into earth? Another question that I want you to consider is, how often do we actually listen to our own hearts and our intuition or our inner authority, whichever one resonates a little bit more with you, and make decisions that are really in our own best interest, rather than allowing the opinions, beliefs, perspectives, or ideas of other people to pollute our own vision of what we believe is the right thing for us to do to enjoy ourselves? Again, not pointing any fingers, not wanting you to feel guilty or shameful about things that may or may not have happened in the past, just giving you a couple of different ideas of questions that maybe you could consider that could be beneficial and helpful for you in relating and really trying to make this intention of the week meaningful and purposeful for you. And you know, with this week's intention of the week, everything that I'm talking about might feel great and it might be on the level emotionally and mentally that you're looking for. But if this is too introspective and too deep and you need something that is even more practical and just more basic for you to use this intention of the week and make it helpful for you, let's just talk about things that happened last week versus what's going to happen this week. If you look back over the last 5, 6, 7 days, identify 2 or 3 things that you think went really well that you'd like to continue to build and expound upon versus 2 or 3 things that went poorly last week, and recognize areas of opportunity where you know you could create positive change or you could affect or influence a different type of outcome, maybe with a little bit of extra time, a little bit of extra energy, asking for help, or just trying something differently. By taking accountability, recognizing where you have some ownership, and reclaiming a little bit of that sense of power and authority to create, to inspire, to come alive, to give life to the type of experience that you want to have. If I have to leave you with a challenge, my challenge for you for this week's intention of the week is to give yourself a little bit of space, time, and permission to explore what this could mean for you. Are you in a position where you feel like you are drifting too far into autopilot mode and life is just happening around you, and before you know it, you blink and it's already been 2 or 3 or 4 days? Or are you excited about a specific goal or a challenge or some type of an opportunity, and you are brainstorming about different ways to create this or bring this experience into existence, and you just need to start bouncing off these ideas with other people or to share them with somebody like a trusted friend or an ally, then whatever it is that you need for this week's intention of the week, I am actively creating the life that I want to live. Let's find small ways to make it happen, feel that sense of empowerment, confidence, and control take accountability and ownership of the situation as much as you can help it, and start to work towards what you feel like is your own version of an amazing life. And if you even need to go 10 steps back and you need to take time and to actually define what does an amazing life look like or feel like, or what does it sound like to you, think about the things that resonate the most deeply with you without the expectation of other people or the pressures of society or fears that are really bearing down on you. Take yourself to a space mentally, physically, emotionally, where you can allow yourself just a little bit of time to pretend that you're going to wake up tomorrow and everything is going to go exactly as you want it. As much as you can help it, in the world that we live in, how would you want your relationships to be? How would you want your career life to be? How do you want your financial abundance to look, or where does that even come from? How do you want to spend your time? What are the things that you want to learn? What are the things that you would like to experience? Or who is the population that you would like most to help? This week's intention of the week for me personally is very on point and very relevant in the moment, even though I've had this intention of the week down scheduled for weeks and weeks. In case you didn't know, what I do for these intentions of the week is I'm definitely aware of conversations that I have with clients or with friends or with family or things that I read or things that I see. But more often than not, what I do is I'll sit and I'll reflect and I'll pray or I'll meditate and I'll just think about what do I feel like or what do I feel called to share in terms of an intention of the week that could be helpful for other people. So I could have a list at any given time from 50 to 100 of the next subsequent intentions of the week. And this week just happened to be, I am actively creating the life that I want to live. And it coincides with what is very poignant for me because I've had to do a lot of this introspective work for myself in terms of growth and career development and thinking about how I want to feel every day and the types of experiences that I want to have for myself and also with my growing family. And we have to be so purposeful and intentional about this stuff, because if we're not, then life will just continue to happen around us. So as much as we can help it, I want you to feel empowered. I want you to feel bold. I want you to feel confident and feel that you have that power to create some type of change, even if it's at least a small little change that you can recognize and reap the rewards from every single day. That's why exercise is so important to me and why that's what happened. I specifically, strategically left a job that I was at for a long time that I wasn't happy. I started doing Lyft and Uber just to pay bills and to have significantly more freedom because that's something that I felt that I was really lacking. And then eventually I started recognizing that I needed better ways to allocate my time and money relationship or just better ways to make money quicker, because doing that type of a job of Lyft and Uber is very demanding and very grueling and very time consuming. And that ultimately led me to fitness, because I already had a personal passion for fitness and I saw that there was an opportunity to do work and to reestablish or redevelop my relationship with time and money and with success. And now I feel like I'm at that next level where I have these ideas of places that I could go, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I have to go there. And just because somebody thinks that I'm really good at something doesn't necessarily mean that I want to go there or that I feel like it's a good fit for me. So these are the types of things that I spend so much time by myself just thinking, reflecting, talking to people and journaling or just meditating or going on a walk and kind of visualizing or trying to embody how they would make me feel. I mean, this is really what I try to do all the time. And if there's one thing that I can be helpful for you of 1,000 things that hopefully I can be helpful for you, it's this idea of living intentionally and purposefully to create the type of life experience that you want, to meet your goals, your hopes, your dreams, to help your family, to feel loved, encouraged, and supported, because I believe that we all deserve to have an amazing life. No, we do not all start off at the same place, and no, the way that the game is set up in terms of life is not necessarily equal and fair for everybody. But as much as we can help it for ourselves or the people that are around us, or once we experience abundance, can we take that and share that abundance and care? Can we share that generosity and continue to have a positive impact or positively affect some type of outcome or situation with our time, energy, effort, or if it's something that we need, then maybe just by asking for a little bit of help. That is going to do it for this week's Intention of the Week. I hope that at least one comment that we had in this conversation together was beneficial or helpful for you in thinking and brainstorming. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. God bless, and I will talk to you soon.